This is the Superhuman Channel. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We've got a great show planned for you today. During the first hour, we have Sean Madeer coming on to discuss some of the information that's in the news right now about glucosamine. Obviously, the medical orthodoxy, pharmaceutical agenda don't like glucosamine, and rightfully so, because it works. So we're going to talk about some of the recent research, and also many of you have emailed me over the months asking about GLC's new product, Actistatin, and we're going to talk about that as well. During the second hour, we'll have Dr. Judy Kuryansky on, the official Superhuman Radio resident therapist, and we'll be talking about the difference between how men and women view sex, making love, and intimacy. But first, let's get started with Sean Madeer. How are you doing, Sean?
Doing well, Carl. Thanks for having me on the show today.
And, you know, I run into you, you know, there's lots of people in this industry that sell supplements, but very few of them work as hard as you do at supporting all of the different shows and events that you show up at to both promote the product but also to promote physical culture. And I don't think a lot of people realize that about you. You're out there constantly traveling from one event to another, and that means a lot because sponsors make all these things happen.
Well, and the truth of the matter is, you know, as an athlete myself, there's a real need for high-quality supplementation, specifically for, you know, different activities in the body, like protein for, you know, standardized muscle hypertrophy. But in this case, the breakdown of cartilage and ligaments and tendons is one of the banes to every athlete's ultimate performance. And so by making that our primary focus, it's something that we find super beneficial, but it has to be done on a one-to-one basis. People need to understand and be educated about these products. Otherwise, they end up in the supermarket aisle making choices that absolutely don't work.
Yeah, and you know what else I just learned? That connective tissue regenerates about a third as fast as muscle tissue, and which means that for those of us who are going out and constantly trying to acquire greater degrees of strength, paying attention to connective tissue is critical, because we've all heard about somebody who's snapped a muscle off the bone by pushing very, very heavy weight, excessively more and more loading. Well, if we know that connective tissue recuperates and regenerates a third as fast as muscle tissue, and we're constantly giving ourselves things, supplements, creatine, androgens, to make muscle stronger, what are we doing to make connective tissue stronger?
Yeah, and that's really a focus that a lot of athletes do overlook. And it leads to early injury, and unfortunately it can shorten an athlete's career. And moving beyond just athleticism, you know, the weekend athlete as well is one that should be paying close attention also. You know, how many times have you heard of guys out for a weekend basketball game, and the next thing you know, you've got a torn ACL? And many times it's lack of conditioning. But understanding that, you know, if we have changes in the dynamics of the way the muscle is contracting in explosive movement, and it's not supported correctly by ligaments and tendons that have developed right along with it, then you run into big trouble. And that's why we try to educate people on what to use, when to use it, and what to really legitimately expect from the products that they can buy.
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. I was listening to an old episode of Superhuman Radio a couple days ago. Well, it was actually last week. I was listening to John Schaefer talk. John was a world record holder competitive powerlifter, and he currently works with some amazing Olympic athletes, including not just in the strength discipline. I'm talking about Olympic athletes of all different disciplines. He works with Apollo Ono, for instance. And I was listening to that episode, and he was talking about how he gets MMA fighters ready, how he gets strength athletes ready, and he was talking about something that Coach Wade Johnson calls the dynamic wave approach to training, which is you train very, very heavy, and then you back off for a couple weeks, giving the body a chance to recuperate. And what John pointed out during that interview was that your body actually has a negative governing ability. When connective tissue is not ready, you will be weaker. And so for a lot of people who aren't paying attention to soft tissue recruitment and soft tissue regeneration and repair, not paying attention to it can actually cause you not to take advantage of certain growth curves that are waiting for you in the wings, but your body is just not ready to push there because it feels the potential stressors of possibly damaging a muscle.
And that's what we call a negative satellite cell reinforcement. And you know, within the body and the connection between the standardized soft tissue muscles and our avascular tendons, there's the group of Golgi tendons and then our satellite cells that actually send the signaling as to whether or not the connective bonds are, number one, healed, number two, stable enough for the load that's being put on them, and number three, whether or not they're able to take in the proper nutrients at the level necessary to adapt to the levels of exercise that we keep throwing at them. Matter of fact, there was a research article just published in the Journal of Cell Sciences that talked, and it's kind of a segue into glucosamine, but talked about how the satellite cells, when they're not fed properly, have this negative reoccurrence on strength, growth, and performance. And one of the things that they were studying was the utilization of glucosamine specifically, the endogenous forms, to produce the energy necessary to provide those same satellite cells with the ATP that allows them to put forth the energy band and then allows the cell wall to recuperate and take in the proper nutrient flow so that it can recover. Glucosamine was actually a primary stimulator in that, in increasing some of the human and hepatocyte growth factors, as well as reducing interleukin responses, which are the inflammatory responses that occur. And by doing so, extra glucosamine actually showed that we can aid in the repair of these satellite cells so that they recover faster. And where we had the 3-to-1 ratio of recovery for avascular tendons to soft tissue, we may be able to find, as we move forward, that we're able to speed that up a little bit just by increasing the amount of circulating glucosamine in the body. So pretty exciting stuff on the horizon.
Do we actually produce our own glucosamine internally endogenously?
Well, very, very small amounts. Just like hyaluronan is produced endogenously in large amounts, glucosamine is mostly uptake through the foods that we use. Now, certain cells do produce glucosamine. However, primarily it is converted from secondary sources. That's why being able to supplement or add extra glucosamine into the diet has proven itself to be so beneficial. And one thing that people don't take into account is they look at the research on glucosamine showing changes in growth plate narrowing in cartilage, for example. And they ignore the fact that what is really happening is that the glucosamine itself is having an anabolic effect on those tissues.
Right.
It is, you know, by definition, the anabolism is having tissues produce more of their standardized substrates at a faster level than normal. And that's exactly what occurs when we have extra glucosamine in the system.
Right.
And that's one of the hardest things, though. People don't realize that they're not all created equal, you know, and they don't just target one spot in the body. Our primary focus is on joint health. But when you take in glucosamine from standardized food sources, for example, it is a fantastic metabolite for the multitude of cells throughout the body, from the circulatory system, respiratory system, renal system. But when we have higher levels than normal, we can actually influence other target cells to become more anabolic. And that's where we find chondrocytes, which are the manufacturing cells in cartilage, and synovocytes, which are the manufacturing cells inside the synovium of the joint. When they're exposed to more glucosamine, they produce more of the actual cartilage matrix and more of the hyaluronan that helps to bathe, nourish the cartilage, and that can help prevent binding and ultimately help prevent as much injury as we normally get.
I want to take a quick commercial break. I've got lots of questions, and some of the questions are being sparked by a lot of the negative propaganda in the media that's been promoted in the past several months, decrying the effectiveness of glucosamine. And quite frankly, a lot of doctors are carrying that word out there. Elisa Profumo recently went to a doctor. Well, a while back went to a doctor about just a regular checkup type thing. And he indicated that glucosamine was, you know, of no real value. It won't hurt you. Go ahead and take it, but it's really not going to change anything for you. And we know that that's not true. We're talking today with Sean Madier from GLC Direct. The single best glucosamine chondroitin supplement on the market today, bar none, and the best price per milligram of any glucosamine chondroitin blend that you'll find. If you go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad, you can get a buy one, get one free, which makes it even cheaper for their product, GLC 2000. Great product. I take it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Bridget. Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30 gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Sean Madeer from GLC Direct today, this hour. Later in the show, Dr. Judy Kuryansky. Are men really from Mars and women from Venus? I don't believe that. Anyway, Sean, are there any examples? I'm just curious, and I this just dawned on me during the commercial break. You know, I've lost so much faith in research, because we know that if, when research has specific endpoints, valuable information can be lost or even hidden. And are there any populations that consume high levels of high-quality glucosamine in their diet that also show a lack of the predisposition to osteoarthritis?
Well, some of the correlations that have been made in the past, unfortunately, tend to be made on populations that have lower body mass indexes, and that tends to be the contributing factor in reduced osteoarthritis, rather than sampling just the standardized diet.
Yeah, but we know that's not true any longer. We had a scientist on this show 3 months ago that proved through his research that it's not the mechanical loading of the joint that does the damage, but the obese person has a higher inflammatory environment, and that's why obese people see the same level of joint degradation in non-loaded joints, like in the neck and in areas of the spine that are not that great of weight bearing. And when we reduce the inflammation in these individuals through weight loss, it's not just the mechanical loading that's gone, it's the inflammatory environment as well. Have you seen that research recently?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there was some good research done on cocoa extracts, omega-3s, many different natural anti-inflammatories work along those same modalities. When you asked me the question, was there specific food sources that we could link to high levels of glucosamine?
Well, I was actually thinking of populations that, like, for instance, populations that eat a high degree of crustacean, let's say, do they tend to have higher intake of glucosamine and subsequently lower levels of osteoarthritis? That's what I was going for.
I couldn't say for sure. When you look at some of the published data, it does get confusing. As a matter of fact, before the break, you were talking about how your doctor had said to you, well, he's not so sure about glucosamine
anymore.
Yeah,
take it or leave it type of a thing, you know?
And most of that has stemmed from a publication called the British Medical Journal. And they had put out a meta-analysis or a culmination of the existing data. The problem with the findings were that the study itself was not designed to see whether or not glucosamine and chondroitin were effective in alleviating symptoms of osteoarthritis. It was designed specifically to find out whether or not socialized medicine should pay for them as drugs. And so in the finding, I'll give you an example of how confusing it can be. The bullet point that has come out from the British Medical Journal, which is what your doctor will look at, because he's busy practicing medicine to keep his door open.
Right, right.
He'll look at the bullet point that says, quote, unquote, compared with placebo, glucosamine and chondroitin and their combination do not reduce joint pain or have an impact on narrowing of joint space. Now, that's verbatim out of the British Medical Journal.
Right.
But when you look at their actual data, they show the culmination or the way that they assembled the data was not in standardized statistical analytic methods.
Really?
They used what was called the Bayesian method. And that is a way to take random point analysis. So from that same exact study, here's another quote. It says, if standard analytical methods had been applied, the effect reported for glucosamine and chondroitin in reducing joint pain and in improving joint space narrowing would have been significant.
Really? So
that's
how do they get away with that kind of thing? I mean, they're basically hiding the facts.
When you're looking at someone as respected, a publication like the British Medical Journal, to put out a bullet point that says it's not effective, but in the same actual finding, says if they would have used what is accepted by all science as a standard analytical method, it would have shown to be a significant improvement. As a matter of fact, in the four cases where they show a change in inflammation markers, it's all to the positive. A regrowth of cartilage and connective tissue, all to the positive. Reductions in pain based on the WOMAC levels, all to the positive. And improvements in range of motion, all to the positive. But the caveat was that the researchers found with their random point analysis that it wasn't significant enough for them. So how does the consumer or your doctor make a decision without taking an hour to 2 hours out of their day
to actually read the data? Right.
And that's why I really enjoy a program like yours. It gives a voice to those who really don't have it otherwise.
Well, you know what? On Friday's show at the closing, I have the every casual Friday, I do a new thing called Final Thoughts. And, you know, I listen to a lot of scientific information and webinars, and I read lots of research, and I realize that part of the problem we have today is that everyone wants to turn to somebody else for their information. And very few people want to do the mental heavy lifting of reading the research and interpreting it. And quite frankly, they don't have the aptitude to do it, but the aptitude is attainable. And I said this past Friday that we all have a responsibility to learn to interpret and speak the language of science if we want to make sure that the information we're getting is correct, because you can't even trust me. It's not like I'm looking to deceive, but I get plenty of stuff wrong all the time. And quite often it's pointed out to me by a listener who says, you know, this study meant this instead of that. And I'm like, wow, you know what? You're right. So everyone wants to turn to the evening news to get 30 minutes, to try to get a lifetime of information in 30 minutes.
It's really difficult for the consumer. And I'll tell you, what people tend to do as we move forward, everything is speeding up as far as media and information. And so people do rely more on the sound bites than they used to. And it sometimes it is a benefit, and sometimes it's a hindrance. In all cases, we have to look at some regimen of common sense to come into it. You know, to be intimidated by some of the data in the studies that you'll look at is understandable, because many times when we don't understand something, we tend to simply look for the final conclusion to be told to us.
Right, and we turn to people like Dr. Oz, who's trying to make science fun. And I've been thinking about this. You know, science is intriguing. And for those of us who loved science and biology, anatomy, and physiology, it's because we loved the learning process. But science is not entertaining overall. And it shouldn't be made to be entertaining any more than the art of mortuary skills should be designed to be entertaining. You know, there's a place for it, but it's not with somebody like Dr. Oz on TV trying to dumb it down and simplify complex processes that usually are multifaceted. That's the problem with science.
Well,
science will never lend itself to the silver bullet because it's multifaceted. As soon as you change one thing, everything else changes.
Especially in human physiology. When you're looking at the complexities of the human body, the way our cells interact and signal, we are just on the cusp of learning how our DNA and RNA interact to produce these incredible physiques that we have now. Sure, we know a lot of androgenic and anabolic effects from some of the both supplements and drugs that are being taken, but understanding the pathway by which the cells are making this happen is now, we're really just learning how the body is interacting on a cellular level.
Right.
So when someone tells you they know it all, look for someone else.
Yeah, no, I agree. Hey, listen, yeah. Sean, before we go into this break, Elisa just messaged me, and she asked me a great question that actually sparked something. Before we started the show, I noticed that whenever we do a show on glucosamine and chondroitin, we don't get as many listeners from abroad. And then Elisa said to me, does GLC ship internationally? So what's the deal? Can you ship internationally, or are there restrictions on glucosamine and chondroitin because of Codex Alimentarius in other countries?
Well, absolutely. We are approved for sale in the entire EU through ATP products out of Wiltshire. So anyone that needs or would like to get GLC on a local level in Europe, for example, ATP products has that for you. And if you're in Australia, there is still a minor restriction on chondroitin sulfate importation into Australia.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it? I mean, is it fall under that Codex thing, or is it something else?
No, what happened was, remember a few years back, there was the BSE issue.
Bovine spongiform. Yeah, right.
And even though that purine cannot be passed down through the isolate in chondroitin, governments around the world stopped allowing sources from multiple different species to cross borders. And Australia is one of the ones that just hasn't lifted the ban yet, and that's been in place since 2006.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to address the ever-growing industry of joint replacement and whether or not people should consider a high-dose glucosamine chondroitin or even the combination of high-dose glucosamine chondroitin with certain growth factors as a last-ditch effort before allowing their body to be harvested. We're talking with Sean Medeer from GLC Direct. Go to superhumanradio.com. Click the GLC banner ad today to find out how you can get a buy one, get one free that makes taking glucosamine and chondroitin, and this particular blend is the best. I can tell you this because I did a lot of research into a glucosamine chondroitin product of my own a decade ago. And Sean includes some forms of glucosamine that you won't find that readily convert to hyaluronic acid. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, melanotan 2, mechanical growth factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint Forum to ensure your success.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My executive producer is always keeping me on my toes with the right questions that I forget to ask. Sean, do our listeners in the EU, or does the distributor there in the EU recognize the buy one, get one free that we offer on Superhuman Radio? Or is that only when they buy direct from you?
No, that would only be buying direct from us.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because I'd hate for people to call Graham, who's the CEO there, and it requested a special that he wouldn't be able to offer them. Yeah.
What is their website? Do you know what their website is for our EU listeners?
You can go atpproducts.uk.
Cool. There you go. Okay. Joint replacement is on the rise, and we know this because not only do we hear more and more about more and more people caving in to their doctor's suggestion of getting a joint replaced. But we also hear
those poor souls having to go back and have those replaced joints replaced because of callbacks. What do they call them?
Recalls.
Yeah. Thank you. Like when your car, when your transmission in your car was bad from the onset, and they call you 3 years after you owned it, and they say, "Hey, bring it back. We'll give you a new transmission." A lot easier to leave your car there for a day or two. Much harder to undergo the rigors of a surgery yet again, quite often. Many people go to their doctors, and their doctors will tell them, you need a new joint. There's nothing you can do about it. Done deal. And I have a friend who this happened to, and he doesn't have a new joint, by the way. So what do you think? Do you think that is there a point of no return, or is it still worth it for people to try high-dose glucosamine chondroitin, and how long would they have to try it for before they can say, that's it, game over, you know, rip the joint out?
Well, I always recommend, let's try to influence our body to do what it does naturally, and that is to repair itself. You know, built into the mechanisms in our RNA are this wonderful ability to regenerate. You know, we go through billions of cells on a daily basis, and when you're looking at cartilage specifically, it's one of the harder ones to deal with, because without as much blood flow as others, being in avascular type settings, they just don't have the same rapid regenerative responses as just like when we get a cut on our hands. You know, within a couple days, it's gone.
Right.
But when we've got a lesion on cartilage, it takes a significantly longer period of time to heal. And in some cases, the osteoarthritis or the wearing away of that cartilage gets into the cascade at which the inflammatory markers are significantly outweighing the anabolic markers that are repairing and rebuilding. And unless we intervene, then the doctors are right. You're looking at a joint replacement. The beautiful thing, though, is that we have the ability to intervene to a substantial degree, and we can do it by elevating some of the main triggering devices in the proteins that can help the body to repair. And, you know, glucosamine is our specialty. When exposed to higher levels of glucosamine than normal, it is very well documented that we produce more collagen, more proteoglycan chains within the cartilage itself, and that is regrowth. The issue that we run into, though, is that how do we get enough into the bloodstream in order to make it past the fundus, past the duodenum, past the small intestine, into the bloodstream, past the liver, into the synovium? In order to do that, you have to use high doses.
Well, okay, so when you say high doses, most people go to a grocery store or a local pharmacy chain, and they buy their joint care product, which generally the recommended dose is 2 capsules a day. And when you look at that, it equates to about 800 to 1,000 milligrams of glucosamine, and sometimes anywhere from 4 to 800 milligrams of chondroitin. That's not enough for the average person, is it?
It really isn't. And, you know, at the top of the hour, we had talked about how glucosamine is a great metabolite. And the problem is it's used by multiple cells. If we look just at the first pass through the stomach itself, you know, the epithelium will utilize and harvest the sugar chains in glucosamine for secondary chemosensing and for chemical production. So we actually lose a great deal just in the stomach itself. It will utilize the glucosamine that's introduced for energy to produce ATP to help the digestive functions occur. So the problem there is, if you're introducing a very small amount, say 400 milligrams of glucosamine, and 80% of that is used by the cells in the stomach, we have very little opportunity to influence our target, which is our joint, because we have far too much metabolic loss of the glucosamine within the body. Now, there's a rate limit at which, as glucosamine passes through the body, the different cells will uptake as much as they can, and the rest is allowed to pass through. We have to get beyond that rate limit of, as I said, the stomach, the duodenum, the small intestine, the liver, all to make it into circulation so that we can influence the cartilage tissues. In order to do that, basically our minimum requirement is about a 1,500 milligram dose for a 200-pound person.
And that's 1,500 of glucosamine alone, right?
Correct. That's by itself.
And then the chondroitin generally follows at about a half step, right? So if you're taking 1,500, you generally need between 750 and 800 milligrams of chondroitin with that dose.
Yeah, and you know, the purity and quality of the chondroitin is very important also. And the reason you see them both together, I've been talking a lot about glucosamine because its anabolic effect is just, you know, it's fantastic. But when you see them both together, the reason is, in osteoarthritis, the problem of inflammation and production of degenerative enzymes like metalloproteinase and other catabolic enzymes, they can get to the point where new cells just simply can't adhere. The body mm-hmm. can't produce a new cell. There's too much of an inflammatory degenerative cell fluid there, and chondroitin sulfate will slow the production of that degenerative enzyme group.
Right.
And so if we slow progression with chondroitin sulfate, we can then allow glucosamine to be more effective in its anabolic threshold in helping to repair the cartilage. So when you're looking at a hip or knee replacement, I highly recommend trying to use your body's natural processes first. And if you've tried an OTC product and it has failed you, there may be a good reason it's failed you, because it has not provided enough of the active ingredient to actually stimulate your body's repair response.
And isn't this, in fact, the real problem when we look at research that is done from what I'd like to call the counterproductive side of the table? And that is research that is done quite often that is trying to find flaws with glucosamine and chondroitin, that they give these small and significant doses and then go, aha, it doesn't work. And surely it should have worked a little bit because, you know, we gave a little bit. And as you point out, there's a great degree of path loss of the actual needed metabolites to cause this. I mean, personally, I take 3,000 milligrams of glucose. Well, I take the equivalent of 3,000 milligrams using the GLC 2000 product, because I'm 228 pounds and I'm hard charging, and I want to make sure that I have more than enough, and also because I want my skin to see the benefits. We haven't even talked about the fact that hyaluronic acid, collagen production from that enhances the skin. What, look at all the glucosamine and chondroitin the skin could eat up.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's one of the things about the patent that I originally put in the GLC formulary, were key substrates to increase hyaluronan development endogenously.
And I know, so, and the N-acetyl-D-glucosamine and D-glucuronic acid, it takes one molecule of each to make a molecule of hyaluron. And you put those substrates right in the product. So it's just a click away to producing more hyaluron.
Yeah. And, you know, there's, we really focus on the joint aspect of it, but you are correct. There are a multitude of cellular structures that benefit from this group. And if going back to the original question as to whether or not someone should try this before going into the invasive procedure of joint replacement, you know, a great story is the Gary Stevens story. Here's a gentleman who's one of the best jockeys in the world, and in 1999, Curlin and Jobe, the top orthopedic surgeons in most sports medicine on the West Coast, said, you need both your knees replaced, end of your career, you're done. He wouldn't take that as an answer, and he started using the GLC formula. That was 1999. We're looking at almost 13 years ago. In 6 months, he went back to professional riding. He rode for an additional 8 years, and now rides horses and exercise rides every morning.
Right, and it looks great, by the way, because I saw him at the Oaks Day last year. So.
Yeah, and you know, he was just on the Lux Series. But the end all is this, you know, and Gary's one of those guys that just wants people to know you don't have to live in pain. You don't necessarily have to undergo the surgical procedure. You can get your life back, but you got to do something about it. You have to be proactive. And that's one of the other issues that we run into. You know, people look on the shelf, they see numbers, they see fancy boxes, and they assume they're all the same.
Right.
And unfortunately, they're not.
Let's do this. I want to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a small amount of time. I want to cover the Actistatin product so we can tell people when it will be available. And also have some questions about dosing and timing. We're talking with Sean Madier from GLC Direct. They've been a sponsor of this show for years, folks. If you love this show, patronize the sponsors. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad and get your GLC 2000 today. Buy one, get one free.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now, get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping, too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy and disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again. You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with Sean Madier. Sean, we have about 8 minutes left in the interview. A couple questions, first of all. Am I doing the right thing by taking my whole 3-gram dose, my whole 6 capsules in one dose first thing in the morning?
Well, I would recommend actually splitting that up into two doses, and it's simply because glucosamine has a certain metabolic state and loss, and since it's utilized by all the different cells, we hit our maximum threshold at about 12 hours, and then we literally cascade down very, very rapidly, simply because it's all been metabolized by different cells. So when we normally recommend it, we say do your standardized dose in the morning after breakfast, and then do another one after dinner or before bedtime. And that way you've got a 24-hour window where you have the highest levels circulating in the system, and the higher levels we have circulating, the better performance we get on helping to repair the cartilage.
Elisa taught me that if you take your glucosamine chondroitin product with your BCAAs, it actually is a cofactor for absorbing branched-chain amino acids. Is that true of all proteins or just BCAAs?
Well, it's hard to say. BCAAs, predigested forms that are isolates,
yes,
like glucosamine, glucosamine will literally run interference for them. So that's why, you know, if you take your branched-chain amino acids by themselves, and there's nothing to satisfy some of the epithelium or the cells in the stomach, they will take that predigested amino acid and utilize it right there in the stomach. So very little of it will pass through.
Mm-hmm.
And glucosamine is a better metabolite. So it will be harvested prior to the BCAAs and actually potentiate the BCAA delivery.
So it's a sacrificial lamb almost.
Well, and to a point. And you were going to get into our latest development, which is the Actistatin.
Right.
And that is, you know, the next generation in not only delivery of glucosamine, but for branched-chain amino acids, other isolates, simply because our primary loss is in oxidative loss in the gut, number one, because when we introduce any kind of food source, there's a tide and a chemical response that occurs in which the body produces a hydrochloric acid and a pepsinogen, which then becomes pepsin, which is a extreme acid. That forces pH way down, below a 1 even in cases, and that caustic environment literally can destroy tissues, and people who produce too much tend to get ulceration. On the flip side, when those same cells sense that the acidic level has reached that bottom, it produces bicarbonate, and then that fluctuates way back up into about the 3.5 to 4 range, and then the cycle repeats over and over. And so if you talk to your gastroenterologist, he'll tell you that's called the alkalide tide.
Hmm.
It's that release of acid, then bicarbonate, then acid, then bicarbonate. Unfortunately, when we're taking in isolates, it exposes them to these incredible fluctuations in pH, and that can destroy these protein isolates. You know, those fluctuations are good for when you eat, let's say, a piece of chicken, to break down the cellulose, to break down the collagen, so that the amino acids can then be released when the pH rises, and they can be released into the duodenum. But it is looking at, you know, introducing glutamine, for example, by itself, if our oxidative levels drop below a 2, the majority of our glutamine is oxidized. And so it really doesn't provide us with the benefit that we're shooting for. Actistatin is looking at the standardized chemosensing that we go through any digestive process and helping to facilitate a better digestive environment so that specifically, in this case, glucosamine and chondroitin were the two that we studied. We were able to, in herbivores, increase the actual delivery into serum by over 100%.
Wow.
In carnivores, we're at 50%, and in human titration models, we've increased it about 55 to 60%.
So theoretically, the Actistatin will get a higher delivery of the glucosamine and chondroitin into the body. So this whole issue is about to go away as far as, you know, is 3 grams enough and so on and so forth, right?
Well, exactly. When you look at taking any of the products that we put out, they're based on what we know scientifically is efficacious. And so when you're looking at Actistatin, which will be available within the next 90 days or so to the general public, it's actually been in use and in clinical trials for over 2 years now. But its ability to increase the survivability of these isolates has far-reaching ramifications for health.
So will I see you coming out with a creatine product that's binded to Actistatin someday?
More than likely not the creatines, but the branched-chain amino acids, other standardized protein forms.
Oh, dude, I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. We're running low on time. I want to get a couple of the questions answered. First of all, should I be taking my Actistatin and or my current GLC products with a meal?
If it's in a capsule form, yes.
Okay.
If it's in a powder form, no.
Okay, good. And then lastly, is there a point of diminishing returns? If I had unlimited resources and I could buy as much as I want, should I be taking 6 to 10 grams a day? Would there be a benefit? Would I see more benefit?
Everyone's physiology is a little bit different. And what I'm going to say to you is we try to recommend a level that is efficacious. So that will actually work in the general population. Some people take more and derive benefit. Some people actually take less and derive benefit.
Hmm.
So this is one of those points with any supplement where listen to your body. If you're utilizing our product as directed, you will get results. If you increase the dose to the point where, let's say, your Golgi receptors take in more glucosamine because of your genetic construct and another individual, you may benefit from a higher dose.
Okay.
And whereas another individual may not.
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry to be so ambiguous.
No, that's
that,
okay. I'm going to start experimenting with higher doses. I just want to see what happens. I want to see if my skin changes as well.
Well, there's an interesting group right now which are using extremely high doses of the GLC specifically and are getting excellent results in reducing plantar fasciitis.
Wow.
It's not clinically proven, but so far the success rate has been phenomenal. And it is, but it's with extremely high doses.
Yeah, okay.
Sean,
I've got to stay on clock here because I got to get another guest. Sean, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. You bring so much great information. I love GLC products. They are the best. They are also the least expensive out there, so you can take the recommended doses that have a positive effect. I have lots of friends who have... I have a good friend named David who is not going for knee replacement because of GLC. That's the truth. I got him to take 3 grams a day, and it wasn't just but a couple weeks that the pain went away in his knees, and now he feels fantastic. He's not even looking for knee replacement any longer. So the stuff works. So there you go. Sean,
thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show today.
Anytime.
Okay. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll have Dr. Judy on. We'll be right back. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ectosterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxogenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Well, my next guest is the official Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy Kuryansky. How are you doing, Dr. Judy?
All right, great. Good to talk to you as usual.
Yes, yes, yes. Very important subject, too. We're going to try to save people a lot of grief out there. And maybe even allow people get closer to their significant others. Dr. Judy, for those of you who are not aware, has written two fantastic books. The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating, which is now in its third edition, right, Judy?
Yes, oh my goodness. That's because people still need to know how to find the right one, where to go, whether or not internet works. All these issues persist. People are still looking for love.
Yes, and that's evident today. And with the rate of divorce, people are looking for love the second and third time because they didn't get it right the first and second time. And then
right.
Once they find that significant other, then they can then buy Dr. Judy's Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex, which is also in the third edition, right?
Well, it's a very important subject. It's
yes.
A really gaining hold to find more intimacy through the mixture of these Eastern techniques of lovemaking.
And that's what today's show is kind of about. I mean, today's show is billed as the difference between how men and women view sex, making love, and intimacy. Because for long, long time now, people have acknowledged and spoken about the fact that men and women are different when it comes to these three areas. There's individuals who made entire careers about it.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name, but men are from Mars and women are from
Venus.
Oh,
yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and somebody that I really loved a lot that you don't hear about anymore, John Bradshaw.
You remember uh-huh, John? Yes.
I loved Bradshaw. He made a lot of sense in certain things.
And yes, he did.
Bradshaw once said that when a man and woman get married, there are four people in the relationship. The man's idea of what a husband should be, and the man's idea of what a wife should be, and then the woman's idea of what a husband should be, and the woman's idea of what a wife should be. And quite often, they don't all jive together. And one of the areas that we bump our heads quite often is the area of sex and love making and intimacy, because they're very, very different things, aren't they?
Well, absolutely they are, because people separate them, but they don't really need to be. I mean, just as you said, we've had these old ideas that men use love to get sex and women use sex to get love. This was part of that whole, the old idea when it was very separate how women were and how men are. And actually what's happening is that those lines of difference are really blurring. And we used to say, and still now people are trying to say, oh, the men have to be the alpha male. What does that mean? The aggressive, take charge, in control guy that women supposedly want, as opposed to the more softer guy. A lot of this, fortunately, I would have to say, for most people, is not as clear-cut as it used to be. And that's what is really throwing people into confusion and why it's important to talk about it today. Because it's not so clear as it used to be. The lines of how men want sex that's hard, fast, and, oh, really rat-a-tat-tat. You know, and women on all these soft, cuddly.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Have you watched Sex in the City? That Samantha girl. There. She's more like. And you see, and that's the interesting thing. See, they build Samantha in that show as being a woman who treated sex like a man does. She was a predator. She wanted no connection. She just wanted sex for sex's sake, and then move on. And that has always been labeled. And I say. Unfortunately labeled, men have been labeled as being the individuals who feel that way. And the truth of the matter is there are people on both sides. There are men and women who are very well connected to their emotions. There are men and women who are not connected to their emotions. It's not simply a man thing, is it?
Well, exactly. That's why people are all in a tither today about trying to figure out, you know, what is a man and what is a woman, because we have alpha females.
Yes.
Always did, but now even more so. And that Samantha character, which was, how many years ago did that show start? Some of those traditions are still there, and there are Samanthas in the world. You know, I was on the radio for 22 years, hearing lots of young girls who were, you know, they're, who are reacting against that guys were having clubs where they just raided women for sex, and then girls in college did the same. So there are still women who want no ties. You know, this has even increased, Carl, because yeah. Women have been on their own. They've been single mothers and working hard and earning money. And so as a result of that, they haven't been as desperate to have a guy who takes care of them. And there have been guys who want to be house husbands, and there's an increasing number of them. So I'm just saying that it's so hard to make generalizations anymore, and this is what your listeners, you know, why they need to know about this, because it's hard to say. Men are like this, you know, the men are from Mars and the women from Venus. There are women from Mars and men from Venus.
Right. And you know what else? There's another dynamic that we have to be careful about. In this overly litigious nation of ours. You know, I remember becoming aware of the whole domestic violence thing, right? And then at the same time, I happened to watch an old episode of Indiana Jones. And at the end of the movie, Indiana Jones takes his bullwhip and he wraps it around the girl's waist and pulls her to him. And she fights him for a moment. But then she gives in to his kiss. And I thought if that happened today, he'd be in a domestic violence treatment group, because he forced this woman to kiss him. So we get these messages that men are supposed to be alpha males, but we're only supposed to be alpha males to the degree that women want us to be. And if we go too far, then we end up in family court.
Well, this is extremely important what you're pointing out, because that's the confusion that men are in. And being a sex therapist now for so many years, starting out at the same time Dr. Ruth did, that what you described from Indiana Jones, that was the typical fantasy of women, and it was true because I was around in those days.
Right.
You know, it was, I don't want to use the R word, the four-letter R word, but that's what it was.
Right.
It was called that. But then we started to call it the submission fantasy.
Right.
He pushes, pushes, pushes. She finally gives in, and then all is well because he gets to feel like, you know, he really conquered, and she gets to feel like she didn't have to say she wanted sex. He made her do it.
Right.
And then as sex therapists, really, Carl, we work so hard to say, guess what, women? Wake up. You have to say you want it. Don't push the man into pushing you and making you do it so you can submit and say, oh, yeah, it wasn't my fault. You know, he
right.
wanted it. He made me do it. That was the dilemma back then. And so over this time, women have gotten a message that you can't do that anymore. It's not just about the guy, Carl.
Right.
You know, it's that you women cannot make him make you
right.
do it.
Right. Right.
So
and it's very dangerous for men who play that game, too, in this day and age. Very, very dangerous. And it's, you know what? It's not healthy either. It's one thing if the people acknowledge a role playing. And that's what I want to talk about, too. I want to take a commercial break. I want to talk about the difference between making love and playful sex. Is there room for that in a loving relationship? We're talking with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. Her website is drjudy.com. And we're talking about how men and women differ, or do they differ, when it comes to sex, making love, and intimacy. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine. And no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
The ingredients in Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gains. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart-healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, an egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like triptorelin or follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Well,
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking with the Superhuman Radio resident therapist, Dr. Judy, and she's going to fix us all today. So put your ear right up against the radio. All right, so is there room for just plain old sex once you're in love? Or does it always have to be lovemaking?
Well, that's exactly the good time when you should have just plain old sex. You know, sex serves a lot of different purposes. There's a time for the lovemaking and the languishing, and there's a time sometimes for just a release. It's very interesting, but, you know, the point is that sex is like working out, and a lot of your listeners know what that experience
right.
is like. You know, it's a high. It gives you a natural high because of the chemicals. It's not just psychological. This is a very physiological response. And there are people, by the way, who, you know, even without their partner, you can pleasure yourself and just say, I want to have a quick release. It will give you like a pop in your brain. And you don't need to go to drugs to do it. So that's the same hitting the wall and rush of a cocktail of all kinds of different chemicals in the brain, certainly the most significant of which is the endorphins. And, you know, if you want to do this by yourself or with a partner, then go right ahead.
Yeah, and the reality is, as you point out, there is a physiological need for what sex begets. And then there's love, and then there's intimacy.
Right.
And a lot of times, intimacy doesn't even require sex of any type.
Well, that's certainly true. Well, it depends on, you know, it's like, let's go back to Clinton's thing. What is sex? You know, and what is oral sex? And what
right.
is sex in general? You know, when we just use the word itself, sex is a lot of things.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be the genitalia connecting and being intertwined. And certainly this is very valid for people who have all kinds of physical disorders, even people who, you know, have backaches and don't want to be, you know, bent in different positions, not the least of which is going, you know, further towards those who have more physical disorders.
Right.
And, you know, can't get into positions or don't, you know, don't want to really extend themselves. And there's all kinds of physical limitations to having genitalia mix.
Right.
But sex itself, you could define it in a very broad way. This is something that's happened over time when it used to just be genitals and expanded to other things.
Yeah.
And
no.
Now with tantric sex, since you mentioned that, you know, sex is something that doesn't even have to involve the organs.
Right.
You can get really high from a sense of intimacy by practicing the things that are in the Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex that have to do with breathing and connecting and the rituals of lovemaking and giving time and focusing and all these kinds of little practices, looking deep into the person's eyes and breathing together. I mean, these things create a sexual intimate connection.
Right, and that's the other thing. Intimacy is something separate. Intimacy is happening all the time, quite frankly, in a loving relationship. In my humble opinion, intimacy is occurring all the time. It could be the teasing text message that you send
right.
to someone,
exactly,
reminding them how much you love them. This is all intimacy. It's almost like 24-hour foreplay, in my opinion.
That's great.
You know,
I agree with you. That's very true, and the word itself says it. Because if you break it up, it says, in, to, me, you, see.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. That's so cool.
I know. You would love, you of all people would love that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I love that. I love that a lot. Now, what about earlier in the show, we talked briefly about, you know, women offer sex to get love and men offer love to get sex. But the reality is that sex is also traded upon. We can't ignore that. And it's traded upon even in the healthiest, most loving relationships. I used to have a saying that in relationships, we have different currencies. And if I'm using yen and you're using dollars, sometimes we just can't get along. And so it's a lot of times in relationships, and this is a very, very, it's a traditional style of trade. But a man will take a woman to dinner and then expect sex. And a woman will be hurt by that notion. At the same time, a woman will reward a man for doing something good with sex. So it's confusing. So guys are like dogs, you know, you throw us something from the table one time, and then we come back and you slap us in the nose and we go, wait a minute, what's wrong with this here, you know?
Yeah, you're getting a lot of double messages. That's one of the things that's going on today as the roles are mixing and being thrown up in the air and people are redefining. So you're right. You get rewarded. When you say that men are like dogs, you know.
It's the truth, right?
People are probably screaming listening to the radio now. But and there was once a book that was written about that, and I wrote about it myself. And, you know, it isn't meant dogs are, after all, man's best friend, but the woman's best friend. But the point, I think, that you're making that's very valid, and women are like dogs too, is that dogs work on the basis of reward and punishment. Mm-hmm. These are basic psychological principles. Mm-hmm. So if you get the goodie, whatever it is for you, for the mice the piece of cheese, for the dog the bone, you know, if you're getting rewarded for one behavior, you're going to come back to repeat it.
Right.
And then if you get punished for that behavior, you go crazy. And the research has shown that, oh boy, Carl, have they, that you can reward the animal for something. It keeps coming back and you slap it on the nose, like you said. And guess what? The animal goes crazy
from confusion.
Yeah.
Did you see that study recently? This is just an aside, that flies will eat fruits and foods that convert to alcohol if they're rejected by a male fly. Will go and get drunk basically if it's rejected by a female fly.
Oh my God.
They seek out certain foods that convert to alcohol in their digestive system, and they literally become drunk. It's almost like men do the same thing, right? If you're rejected, you go get drunk. And women do it too. When a guy dumps them, they want to go out and they drink. Isn't it funny?
Yeah, well, that's a way to calm part of that is learning, part of that is physiological. You know, the alcohol does a lot of things in terms of, you know, turning to sugar and all the rest of that, but it also dulls the senses. So whatever, you know, the pain is, you want to dull it. It's really, that's very, very interesting. So, how scary. Oh, what are you saying? Fruit flies.
Yeah.
Who could say they're very smart?
Actually, Elisa talked about this on a couple casual Fridays ago, that there's a certain type of fly that when it's rejected by a female fly, it goes and it eats certain foods that it knows converts to alcohol, and it gets drunk, basically. It drowns itself in its sorrow.
Years ago, a friend of mine was doing research with monkeys and found that when you plugged up the vaginas of the female monkeys during their mating period,
right,
so that they could not, the male monkey could not penetrate,
right,
then the male monkeys became so frustrated. What do you think they did? They threw themselves against the cage. They started smacking the female monkeys. That's what they did.
Yeah. And you see, when we talk about libido, people need to understand something, and we talk about this on the show all the time. Libido is one of the most profound indicators of overall health of the organism, because we have one job as humans, and it's not self-actualization. Our job is to pass on our genetic material and then die and make way for our offspring. And this is absolutely what the job one is of the human being. Well, libido is an indicator that we're on this side of the hill and not the other side of the hill. And so when you look at young adults, you know, we say, oh, he's hormonal, she's hormonal. They're driven to mate. It's almost like nature's dirty trick. You know, we forget, you know, look at how many animals are hit by cars during the rutting season because they're not even thinking. They smell a female. They run across the road. Boom, they're dead. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, and humans are the same way. When a man is preoccupied with desire, he's distracted. They become absolutely distracted. And obviously we are still animals at the core. Even though we're civilized, we put our pants on. We're basically still animals. Now, what I'm leading to is the fact that when a man does something for a woman solely because he wants sex, is this wrong? Is this a bad thing? Or is it just the way we are?
Well, the way I always say it is, if two people agree on something, that's fine.
Okay.
So, you know, if he's going after just sex and she knows that that's what the, or he knows what that's what the deal is, make the deal. That's fine.
Right.
The real problem comes when, as you said, you know, the man or even the woman is, you know, single-minded, I just want this one thing, and the other person gets confused. That happens all the time, the misinterpretation of the flirtation. And then thinking, oh, he's interested in me, isn't that great? And then all of a sudden he never calls, how come? Because that wasn't the deal. So, you know, that's where so much of the physiological desire gets confused in the communication, and then people get hurt.
Yeah.
That, you know, that's the thing you want to stop, which is unfortunate. Is still, let's not be hurt, so be clear.
And
now, all I want is sex right now. Are you up for it? Yes? No? You're thinking, this is why, you know, men and women and men, some men too, get hurt, suffering. Oh, I thought she was so interested. I thought he really wanted to see me, blah, blah. You know, and then bang.
Right. So the reality is communication is essential up front so that all the players know the rules of engagement.
That's what I always said, and then it's no problem. You want just sex? Just lay it out and say, this is all I'm interested in. I'm not going to seduce you into thinking I'm going to call you tomorrow. Yeah. Tomorrow.
And see,
you know,
and guys...
To say I had a great time.
And we as people, guys and girls alike, a lot of times we will say, oh, I will call you because we feel bad.
Right.
We feel like the other
right.
person
that's
isn't going to be able to handle the letdown.
That's
and,
a good
and,
one.
And that's really... Almost self-aggrandizing. I mean, if you think that you're so important to this person that if you tell them, I don't want to see you anymore, that they're going to go and slit their wrists.
Well, they might if they had, you know, this is... Unfortunately, there are some people who get very, you know, attached. This is one of the issues that it does since the show is about differences between men and women. I do have to say that women are wired a little differently hormonally and chemically, so that they bond a lot more when there's physical interaction. It has to do also with chemicals, including the one called oxytocin.
Right.
And that's what happens. So they bond more, and no matter what you say, they still feel, they give away their body, that it means something. And so it does have ramifications. That's why it's that much more important to make it clear up front. It's a hard conversation to have. You're sitting across the table. You just went to the movies. Maybe you saw a sexy movie, you know, and you say, oh, well, let's go back to your place. And by the way, I don't think I'm going to call tomorrow.
Yeah, and that'll get you to first base.
Well, it'll save a lot of aggravation.
And the truth of the matter is...
This is the message that we're talking about today, and we're putting out to the people, and take it or leave it, but it'll save a lot of hurt.
Well, and the truth of the matter is there's a hybrid way of dating. You know, growing up in the 70s when you know, free love and casual sex and all this sort of stuff became very in vogue. And then I look back at my parents when they did something called keeping company, which was
right,
you went and sat on the sofa
cute.
While your future in-laws sat there with you. And there's a middle ground to that. And I think that's what really needs to be practiced today. And I'm a total agreement with you about there's an unrealistic connection that occurs once you have sex with somebody that is unavoidable. Even for people who say, I'm not going to get connected, there's still
right.
a little bit of a connection.
Right, of course.
And that's why it's really important to make sure that this person that you're about to jump into bed with is someone that you really like as a person.
Right.
Because otherwise, you're giving away, and I've had this discussion with my son, and I think I've shared this with you. You know, as a man, we have to start taking more, we have to start thinking of ourselves as a greater value, and that you're giving away your essence by sleeping with somebody. I told my son, it's akin to walking up to a girl in a bar and handing her the registration to your car and saying, here's my car. Because I said to him, because you are more valuable than your car. So giving yourself to her is a greater value than saying, here's my car.
Well, that's an enlightened dad, I have to say, because now you're giving your son, bless your heart, a message that women, you know, need to hear and have been told. And what an amazing thing that you're spreading that to guys to say the same thing, that, you know, men treat it entirely differently. Well, I'm going to ejaculate, and that's great, and got my rocks off, and now I'm finished. And you're saying, guess what? That's you. That's your value. You're giving a gift. Like, treat it very especially.
Yeah, but we don't think of it that way. Men don't think of it that way.
Yeah, but what an amazing thing. This is an incredible show to put out that message.
But we'll see if my son pays attention. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about the new world of love that's being driven by pharmacology, hormone replacement therapy, and things like Viagra. We're talking this hour with Dr. Judy Kuriansky. She is the Superhuman Radio resident therapist. She's got two great books out there. The first one is The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. The second one is The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. And you can get them by going to Dr. Judy, drjudy.com. We'll be right back.
Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both the Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on the Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You already know how great the Testo 100 transdermal testosterone boosting patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
From the iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Conley, comes Physique 2.0. Physique 2.0 is the only meal replacement with MetaFX, Beta-FAOCHO. That's a long way of saying the only carbohydrate supplement that has been clinically shown to burn fat. Just like the complete milk protein in Physique 2.0 promotes fat burn, so does the carbohydrate source. This is the first ever food source that can burn fat while building muscle. What are you waiting for? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Physique 2.0 banner ad to learn more.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Dr. Judy, we hear about elderly people suffering from STDs. This is a very, very new thing. More and more elderly people are having sex because of things like hormone replacement therapies that revive their libidos and drugs like Viagra and so on. Is intimacy and lovemaking different when you're on the other side of the hill, you think?
I've been long saying you don't have to ever retire from sex. So I hope people don't think that. And many, many years ago, there were research studies when funds were available about older people and sex and making it okay and documenting. I did some of those research myself. That people over what age are you saying is over the hill still have sex, enjoy it, and get the benefits from it. So I would say keep going no matter how old you are. Of course there are changes. There's changes in your, and women know this, in your estrogen levels, your progesterone levels. Men have changes in their testosterone. You have a lot of products that can help people with that.
Right.
So that is, there are changes. It takes longer in between building up your ejaculate. It may not come as much. And all these things are natural changes, just like every single thing in our body. But you even just pointed out before, Carl, there are more ways to have sex.
Right.
And so keep going. In fact, it keeps you young. It keeps you excited. It keeps your skin glowing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It keeps your eyes alert. So it keeps your body exercised.
What happens when one spouse slows down faster than the other spouse? When one spouse doesn't need as much sex as the other spouse. Should the spouse who has a greater appetite genuflect down to the spouse who doesn't have the sex drive, or should the one who doesn't have the sex drive step it up to the one who does?
Well, it would be good for the one who doesn't have the sex drive to step it up a little bit and the other one to step it down a little bit in terms of the dual interaction. I mean, that's very important and something that couples have to negotiate. Beyond that, that's the message is if you've got the higher sex drive, no matter how old you are, then you have to find other way outlets for it. And I don't necessarily mean other people, but
no, of course not.
By pleasuring yourself, there is absolutely nothing wrong with that. Or you can have, this is a technique that we've often encouraged couples, the other person may not just have a lower sex drive, may be like feeling that they're achy or that they're not, that their breasts are sagging and not so attractive anymore. There are so many of these things that stop people from being sexual that you have to get to the bottom of that because they could revive.
Right, right. And it, and as far as the part about pleasuring yourself, that's not a betrayal of the other person, right?
Not at all. This is something people think. You know, they think, doing that, I'm, you know, really, really taking away from my partner, or if I'm fantasizing about someone else, then I'm really betraying them. I mean, Jimmy Carter thought that.
Did he really?
Yeah, he said he felt that, he made some classic statement about fantasizing about someone else was like a sin.
Yeah, but, I'm with you on that one. I got to tell you the truth. I think that if you're with somebody that you're crazy about, you'll be fantasizing about them, not about somebody else. I've always been monogamous in my fantasies as well.
Well, that's a wonderful thing, and we do have a technique about that. Sometimes, you know, you can start out with thinking about somebody who caught your eye, and then you can actually control your brain so that you replace your partner with it. So, you know, if you have the jump start, we never want to make people wrong for their fantasies. It's just a matter of how you ingrain them, because if you keep repeating thinking about someone else, then that leads to some, you know, potential desire to act out on what your fantasy is. So you can control it by changing the image in your brain. It's very possible.
Right, right. Is there really a difference between the way men and women view sex, or is it just people view sex differently and there's enough on both sides of the gender aisle to, you know, find someone who you fit with?
Well, there's always a shoe to fit, you know, or a glove to fit your hand. So, you know, that I've certainly been seeing that for over the many decades I've been in that business. But there are definitely stereotypes that still exist. And I think what's important in sex, and that's growing over this time, that 50 years that sex has been a topic openly discussed, is to appreciate your individuality and to not try to fit yourself into something. That's really, I think, where people, you know, have always had pain thinking, I'm wrong. I mean, over the years, as you well know, of me being on the radio, I've heard so many fantasies, so many behaviors, so many things that people do. And a common fear is I'm the only one and I'm wrong for doing this.
Well, that's
sick,
a good point.
I'm betraying, you know, all of this. And so, you know, we worked very hard to have people feel okay about themselves and know that if they're uncomfortable about something, that they can change it.
Well, like for instance, there are some people out there who may feel that it's almost deviant behavior to want, let's say, anal sex or oral sex. And then a lot of times, perhaps a man or a woman will end up with a partner that doesn't see those types of sexual acts as appropriate. So what do you do then?
Well, one of the ways that if you're with a partner and you've made some kind of commitment about it, you've got a couple of choices. One is you give up about it. The other is that you can, when you're on your own, you can fantasize about it and get whatever pleasure you can. I mean, obviously, anybody who's listening when you're saying that, Carl, they say, well, nothing beats the real thing. But if you made a commitment to someone and they absolutely cannot, you know, will never go there, then you have to go to these other, the kinds of secondary steps I just mentioned and making compromises.
Right.
Sometimes, being a sex therapist for so many years, I know that the person can change a little bit when they understand what they are in for, what you're asking for, and they explore their own feelings, like oral sex, let's take for example. There are some women who've been through very traumatic experiences when they were younger where they were forced upon it. Some,
right.
You know, they were made to get down on their knees and
right.
basically, you know, do that.
Subjugate
to some guy.
Themselves,
their
right.
Their head
exactly.
was like, you know, stuck in a position. Very traumatic.
Right.
So, the significant other guy then asks for it and bam, what comes into her head?
Right.
That
right.
experience. So, this is why I'm saying that sometimes when you go back to, like, what happened to you about that? Or same thing for anal sex. You know, she has some kind of idea that she's going to be mistreated, raped, you know, forced.
Right.
It can be painful.
Right.
People get, you know, you have to prepare. You have to have a lot of lubrication. You have to go slowly. You know, maybe she had it once and some guy just, like, rammed right into her.
Right, right. Right. So it takes, again, it comes down to communication. We have to take our last commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about you were just at an event, weren't you?
I was at the United Nations Happiness event conference that the Royal Government of Bhutan did, and lots of major ambassadors and politicos and people from civil society were there. It was huge.
I want to hear about this. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to be talking more with Dr. Judy Kuryansky. Go to her website now, drjudy.com, and check out her books, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating. And once you get through that book and you find someone, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or
or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
I have never endorsed a training guide before, The Blueprint by Rob Regish. The Blueprint combines the best techniques for building muscle and gaining strength with the best tips on supplementation and nutrition. Everyone who has used The Blueprint has surpassed their expectations in muscular gains in record time. You'll learn how to break through any plateau, how to make gains from every single workout, and all for the price of a single supplement purchase. Get your copy of The Blueprint today by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Blueprint banner ad. Order today and get copies of both The Blueprint 2.0 and 3.0, plus ongoing support on The Blueprint forum to ensure your success.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long, because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Are your goals longevity, endurance, vitality, or wellness? Well, you'll find everything you're looking for at USLWellness.com. USL Wellness was founded on the belief that total well-being begins at the most basic cellular level. Their natural supplements are designed to work with the body to achieve health and vitality. Their formulas are backed by a team of nutritional researchers, healthcare professionals, and nutritional supplement biochemists. Whether you're concerned for your own wellness or a clinician caring for others, it all starts at USLWellness.com. Save 20% off your first purchase when you use the coupon code SUPER.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to ageforce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. So, Dr. Judy, is everyone in the world happy?
Well, this happiness campaign is taking real roots here, and people would be shocked to know that the governments of the world, including big ones, developed countries like Great Britain and France and even countries like Japan, they are now considering at the governmental level how to measure the development of a country, not just on the basis of how much money is in the coffers or how much money people are earning. This is huge.
Yeah.
And it's the little royal Himalayan country of Bhutan that's leading the charge. But to think that that's happening is just massive, because now that means that it's no longer, you know, just cash. It's about contentment. How satisfied are people?
Well, okay, so when you say Bhutan is leading the charge, is Bhutan a country of lots of satisfied citizens?
Well, they're trying to make it so. That's the whole point. Started in 1972, of all things, where when the king decided, it's a kingdom, so, you know, it's not like our democracy, but that's the way they've been progressing, and I wouldn't say everybody is happy, but the government is trying to institute policies there that are more oriented towards what is the well-being of the people. And that has to do with a lot of services, health services, for one, but, you know, less violence, all these things that includes well-being, but also psychological satisfaction. This is a huge thing. I mean, there I was sitting in the UN, the United Nations, with the Secretary General and the head of the General Assembly and the Economic and Social Council and ambassadors from countries all over the world and from Finland and the president of Costa Rica and a representative from Japan, and there was a video message from Prince Charles in Great Britain, and they're all talking about it. How are we going to help our people be more satisfied? I mean, happy is a funny kind of word, but, you know, more satisfied with their life, not just counting their coins and saying, you know, is this okay because I'm making money? This is a very big thing. I mean, I'm sure everybody can relate to this who's listening, saying, sure, you're going to be happier when you have more, you know, when you have enough money. But how much is enough? I mean, certainly you need money for eating and a shelter and food and health care and sending your kids to school and all the rest of that. But then how much more do we really need? And that doesn't lead to happiness.
Well, are there countries that already have a high happiness quotient, if
yes.
you will?
Yeah, there have been some indices, like the Happy Planet Index. And that's why the president of Costa Rica was there, because they were the highest on the Happy Planet Index.
Really?
Which measured, on top of that, which is really interesting, not just about your satisfaction with your life in general, but also how green the economy is. And there's something coming up called Rio Plus 20, which is a meeting in Brazil that's about sustainable development. But what that boils down to is the concern people have for climate change and how green is your economy. Are people using too much electricity? Are they, you know, wasting all the resources? Are the whole idea of the countries of the world is that we're wasting our resources. It's going to run out with our great-grandchildren.
Right. Right, and people.
Anyway, so that's petty stuff, but it boils down to something that's very relevant to your listeners.
Yeah, and I think that most people are worried. I think most people go around today in a silent state of worry. They're worried about the economy. They're worried about
right.
pollution. They're worried about
right.
the crime. They're worried about currently
right.
the political environment. They're worried about attacks from other countries. I think people are in a constant state of
yes.
fear today.
Well, I totally agree with you, and that's why this conversation, since we were talking about conversation with people about love and sex, this conversation is very important, because underlying all of these, you know, relationship concerns is that people are in states of fear and states of anxiety and worried about their finances and worried about their satisfaction and not feeling fulfilled and all of these issues. This is very major.
What country is it that gives every single citizen an annual income? Is it Kuwait?
God.
There's a country. There's one of the oil. One of the oil-rich countries.
Qatar? Are you thinking of? God Almighty!
There's
boy,
one
you really
of them.
Stimulated me. You're talking about an Arab country there.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's one of. I want to say it's. And in fact, they have a special process. You cannot become a citizen of their country if you're American. Without, like, you know, I mean, rigorous hoop jumping and decades of trying, because they are afraid that people will just try to become citizens of their country, because the government gives every citizen like the equivalent of $50,000 a year. It's a small oil rich nation. I just can't think of the name, and I thought it was Kuwait.
Well, you're not thinking. Are you thinking of the United Arab Emirates?
I don't know which one it is, but I'd be interested to find out. I'm going to find out who it is, and I'm going to email you. Because I would like
right.
to find out if they're all happy there.
Yeah, well, the question then becomes, how do you measure it? How do you measure happiness? It's a very big, you know, it's a term that means different things for other people. And remember when you and I talked about, you know, the resolutions for the year?
Yes.
And remember that brilliantly, you know, we came to the mutual conclusion that you can't just say, I want to be happy, because what does that really,
yes.
you have to say, what does that mean for you? Is happiness translate into so that you can measure it? So, you know, that's an issue too.
Yeah, you have to quantify it much
right,
more.
Right, and
much
say,
more
what is your, I mean, everybody has a different definition of happiness. That's part of it too.
Right.
Happiness means for you what? Means having, you know, a great meal at a restaurant. Happiness means working out and feeling good. Happiness means having good sex. Happiness means that you can go on a vacation to an exotic place. You know, there's so many different criteria we put.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Now, you're always, you do a lot of philanthropic work, and you're always traveling and helping to build houses in other countries and stuff like that. Does that bring you a lot of happiness when you do that?
Oh, sure. That's why I do it. Yeah. I mean, I think I live my life really, I'm fortunate enough to live my life that I do only the things that bring me some sense of satisfaction and some sense of feeling good. And I've just been brought up in the concept that the way you feel good about yourself is that you do for others. I mean, it's sort of, that's just the tradition.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that other people can't have a different way of making themselves feel good.
Right.
You know,
right.
I think, and bottom line, a lot of times, you know, some people have to do what they have to do, and they don't feel happy about it. But hopefully you can, you know, as the final word for today's, you know, whole concept, that you can, you know, fashion your life as much as possible, that you're getting as much satisfaction out of what you do, even if you think you have to do it.
Right. Because, you know, there is a lot of satisfaction in duty. It's actually something that's lost with this generation, this current generation, that we kind of lost a little bit of it in our generation,
right.
But our parents' generation, duty and service
right.
brought people a lot of joy. And that might be what's wrong with this picture today. That,
well,
that people are not
very
willing to do things for the joy of doing them. They want rewards for everything.
Yeah, and, sadly, unfortunately, you know, a lot of kids, when you ask them what they want to be, they want to be rich and famous when they grow up. They don't want to serve the world or do something. There certainly are plenty who are still doing that and want to make a difference. So that's good. But there's just too much consumption in the Western culture and too much of, you know, Dancing with the Stars. And,
yeah.
Everybody
wants to be part of a reality TV show nowadays.
Right.
they don't want to do things just for the sake of doing it. They want someone to watch them while they're doing it.
right. Or
be
they want to, you know, be famous about it. But look what happened. You know, Chris Humphries is now going to do as much as he can to squash Kim Kardashian because he feels he was exploited on that show. So there you go.
Oh, he didn't know the cameras were there? Please.
I'm sure he got plenty of money out of it.
I know.
But, you know, he dumped her after a while, and now he's out to get her because she was always out to use everybody anyway. But, you know, that it's sort of the Kardashians are what's wrong with this society,
well,
as far as I'm concerned. But, you know, we buy it, so who can blame them?
Right. And you know what? And you said something earlier when we were talking about, you know, if the man is buying dinner because he expects sex and the woman is giving sex because she expects dinner, and as long as all the parties know what the rules of engagement are, then, you know, all is fair. And I don't think Chris Humphries is that dumb of a person. I got to believe that he knew what was going on.
Yeah, he got a lot out of it.
Yeah, yeah, move on now. You know,
right.
If you don't want the publicity, move on.
Stop being good for him.
Yeah.
So, and the same for us. You know, if we're buying magazines because Kim Kardashian or Khloe or, you know, and her and the other ones, whatever her name is Kourtney, is, you know, desperately miserable because the father of her son and now baby on the way is out clubbing and we're buying it. That's our problem.
Yeah. You know what? It's amazing. We're spectators to other people's lives today and very few of us have full lives of our own. If people put more work into giving themselves the lives that they want, they wouldn't have time to watch Kim Kardashian.
Right.
They'd be living
exactly.
a life instead. So, all right. Well, listen, Dr. Judy, again, always a pleasure to have you on.
Yes.
And
great to talk to you.
Yes, and hopefully people will go to the website, drjudy.com, drjudy.com. Check out the two books, The Complete Idiot's Guide to Dating and The Complete Idiot's Guide to Tantric Sex. Thanks so much, Judy.
Oh, what a pleasure.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, so there you have it. Also want to thank Sean Madeir for coming on during the first hour. Check out their website, GLC Direct. You can get there by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the GLC banner ad. And my audience inside the United States gets a buy one, get one free, which makes it very inexpensive to take the required 3 grams a day of their fantastic product. So check it out. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.